ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdu wa thana, lillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, habib qulubana, wa tabib nufusana, abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad, wa ala al-baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin, al-ma'asumin al-mukarramin, siyuma baghiyatillahi fil aradin, wa la'anu da'im ala a'da'im ajma'in, min hin adawatihim ila qiyam yawm al-din. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Inshallah, you are doing well. We are spending the next few minutes, inshallah, talking about the 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyya, the great legacy of Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, which was his dua when he mentioned Shaitan and sought refuge from him and from his enmity and trickery. In fact, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, and here in this 10th phrase, that he's teaching us the way to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for dua and for protection, sanctuary from the shaitan. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. O Allah, send blessings upon Muhammad and his family. Waj'al aba'ana wa ummahatina wa awladana wa ahalina wa dawi arhamina wa qarabatina wa jiranina min al-mu'minin wal-mu'minat. And place our fathers, our mothers, our parents in general, our ummahatina wa awladina, our children, wa ahalina, our families, our relatives, dhawi arwahina, especially dhawi arwahina, the ones who are related to us, and neighbors, even neighbors, wa qarabatina, the closed ones to us, wa jiranina, the neighbors that we have, from both men of the believers and the women of the believers, from the mu'minin and mu'minat, minhu, from the shaitan. In what? In a sanctuary that is impregnable to him, a special safety and security. Let's take a quick break, inshallah, we'll be back shortly.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, then the dua that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us as a hirz, as a sanctuary against shaitan, there are two points in it, right? He says not only he plays for himself, but also he prays for his parents and his forefathers, his ancestors, his mothers, and also the mothers of the mothers, the great-grandmothers, the grandmothers, and so on and so forth. Awladana, the generation to come after, and so on and so forth, to the point that he says, and waj'al kulluhum fi hirzin harizin, wa hisnin hafidhin, wa kahfin mani'in, wa albishum minhu junanan wafiya, wa a'tihim alayhi aslahatan madhiya. Give them what? A sanctuary that is impregnable to him, a guarding fortress, a defending cavil, and clothe them or cover them in shields protective against shaitan and give them arms that will cut him down. What does this mean? In this passage or in this phrase, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam seeks refuge in this supplication assistance from the Almighty to ward off shaitan. Two points are significant here. One is that the necessity of wishing good for others, self-centeredness or egocentrism is a very reprehensible trait that in a person causes him to become separated from others. One should desire for others whatever he desires for himself. Whatever you expect from others, you should expect from yourself too. And it is mentioned in our teachings, in our hadith, in what that has been given to us and taught to us. When a person prays for others, the angels ask Allah the Almighty for several times that amount for that person, for that individual. Introducing this dangerous enemy to the others is also a clear instance of wishing good for them. Therefore, it is good for us to also introduce the 17th supplication and dua of this blessed Sahifa Sajjadiyya to others, so that they too, through familiarity with it, understanding it, reading it, and also reciting it, can come to know their number one enemy in the best way. Let's take a break, and inshallah we'll be back.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
In this final portion, what I want to mention, respected brothers and sisters, is that we mentioned in this 17th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyya, there were two points in this 10th phrase of this dua. One was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us to wish good for others. If you want to ward off shaitan for yourself, you also pray for others to be safe and secured from shaitan. The second one is the close interconnection of the righteousness and corruption on the individual and society, that correlation between them. If you're just praying for yourself, like while forgetting the society, while forgetting everyone else, you're not going to get anywhere, because at the end of the day, you're living in that society. So if you want to move towards good, if you want to be saved and secured and safeguarded from the bad, from the evil, you need to pray for others. Right? You cannot be living in a polluted society while saying that, okay, I'm keeping my home safe. Right? Imagine if you're living in a city that has a lot of air pollution. Even if you close off your windows, if you have one of those air cleaners, air fresheners, machines in your home, you're still living in that city. You're still living in that society, right? Whenever an enemy invades the borders of a country, anyone who wants to be safe must defend their country's borders, right? In many cases, individual security is formed under the umbrella of the societal security. Therefore, those who threaten the security of society by spreading indecency and other means and fuel the economic, psychological, or physical insecurity should know that they themselves will not be safe from the danger of that invasion. This is because an ideal life is achievable under the protection of a healthy and secure society, and peaceful sleep and comforting smile will never be their lot. Those who invade the ethical values of his society, they will be invaded from the ethical dimensions themselves in their own lives. So that part of the dua is asking us or teaching us to safeguard ourselves and the society that we are living in, the surrounding people, from the threats and from the dangers of shaitan, and pray for that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد